So our fourth speaker is Holly Cisneros. And Holly is a program manager of the Department of Public Health's Pedestrian Safety Program, otherwise known as PedSafe, here in California. Today, Holly's going to share details about PedSafe's public education campaign titled It's Up to All of Us. This is an effort to reduce statewide disproportionate rates of pedestrian deaths and injuries throughout the Golden State.
Good morning. So this is a story a little bit of the little engine that could. We didn't have a lot of money, and we were faced with a state that really has not had any kind of pedestrian safety campaign. So this is our story. Those of you that are familiar, I have nothing to disclose. Those of you that are familiar with pedestrian safety know that there's basically three major components. There's engineering, so the things that we do in the community with the sidewalks. There's education, which is what we do, and then there's enforcement. So this whole program is the education arm. Our funding, it's basically federal funds that comes through our health department through the California Office of Traffic Safety. Our goals, yes, we do want to decrease the number of pedestrian collisions and injuries. However, that's a very hard thing to measure and takes time to measure it. So more immediately, what we're trying to do is raise awareness to drivers and pedestrians that things can be done to be safer. So our primary sort of base for all of this is the workbook Communication for Pedestrian Safety, Risk, Response, and Change. And what this is it is a risk communication model that was adapted originally from CDC to work with California's over 800 water districts. I adapted what we had been doing in emergency preparedness to work with them. And then when I came to pedestrian safety, adapted the model again to make it apply to pedestrian safety. So it is a risk communication model that we started with. What we do with the workbook is regionalized trainings for professionals. So it is sort of this passing on the skills to the professionals at the community level. So we don't necessarily do work at the community level. We try and prepare people to do that. We were fortunate to be able to start up a mini grant program this year, and you'll see some slides on that in a minute. And we have a greater level of accountability now, too, because we have been accepted as a action item for our strategic highway safety plan. So kind of eyes are on us to see what we can do with the limited funds that we have. So what is it when we link community norm change with risk communication? Well, essentially, we are establishing a leap-off point to really grasp that teachable moment. Those of you who have ever heard about or been involved, when there is a pedestrian collision, whether it's a fatality or just an injury, the community is really aware. They're sensitive, they're concerned. What can we do to prevent this? How did this happen? And when that moment is in front of us, if we are prepared, if we have a consistent message, if we've partnered with our partners, we can respond very effectively. Oftentimes what happens is I get these post phone calls, oh my gosh, what can we do? What can we say? And the whole focus of this sort of risk communication planning is to have lead agencies within the community ready to go. And you'll see more on that in just a sec. The workbook, it basically demonstrates how to link the two. We have a lot of tools in there. We demonstrate how to engage partners. It is not a media kit. It's much more of a sort of hands-on skill building. We work with pretty much anybody you can think of who deals with pedestrian safety in the community. To help folks understand when we're doing the trainings what we mean by norm change, we refer to our very lovely example of tobacco control here in the state of California. Right away, they get it. They understand. We also throw in a couple examples of sort of transportation-related norm change campaigns. And then we want to talk about what is risk communication. So we explain social norm change, and then we talk about what is risk communication. Risk communication is essentially sharing and having people understand what the risks are of a certain behavior, but in advance to mitigate and make sure that behavior doesn't happen. So the essential core of this is it has to be done in advance. There has to be advanced planning. Risk communication doesn't work after the fact. So that's kind of the key element there. A risk communication plan, as we've designed it, has several elements ranging from the sort of overall goal all the way down to the strategies and activities, which is really the to-do list. That's really where you get into doing your ABCs. Now, we have put together a risk communication plan. In traditional emergency response, can be a pretty big document, pretty involved. But what we have done is sort of put together what we call a sort of a template. So it's just a three-page thing. You know, transportation planners have a lot to do. They have a lot to consider. And so we didn't want to burden them with a lot of detail. So it's a three-page model. What we're hoping to do over this next year with our funding is actually pilot test this three-page template so that we're going to work possibly with the City of Sacramento to complete the template, and when the next collision occurs, and unfortunately we have enough of them in Sacramento that we'll probably be able to test it more than once, see if it was effective. So were we able to respond effectively during that teachable moment? And we've actually already seen some of that. We've done some training in Sacramento. We've done trainings all over the state. But we actually have seen that this does work, and then people are able to get, and not just in front of the camera. It's not just about media. It's also maybe I have to go before a PTA because the incident happened at a school, or maybe, you know, a board of supervisors is questioning me. What is going on? Why are we continuing to have these collisions in this area? So it really prepares you with the sort of the talking points and the bullet points for just about any kind of response or group that you might have to address. Was there effective partner collaboration? Was the message picked up by the media or other outlets? And was there a positive and timely interface? So that's the two key words, positive and timely. Did it go well? And we also can demonstrate, you know, during our trainings, we demonstrate positive coverage and negative coverage, where it's like blame, blame, blame would be the negative. And the positive is, at the end, you know, we've got a website there people can refer to. If you want to get involved, here's what you can do. And then, you know, the spokespeople who are being quoted all are on the same page and saying the same thing. You can really see the difference when the advanced planning happens. In terms of evaluation, you know, again, it takes a while to get those numbers, those pedestrian collision numbers. We actually end up getting them about 18 to 24 months after the actual time frame. So what we work on with our communities that we train is these interim outcomes instead. And so it's like, did you develop a risk communication plan? Did you have an improved response? Do you see an increase in pedestrian safety messages? Were the community specific key messages? Because each community really does have its own issues. And then a few other things, such as developing a pedestrian safety action plan and a ped advocacy committee. So to the campaign, it's up to all of us. And again, as I said, we do have a little more accountability now that we're kind of under the scrutiny of our strategic highway safety plan, but it's good, and we're very encouraged by that. A little on the campaign background, it is intended to support, so we do the trainings, and then, which is kind of the risk communication piece, and this is intended to support more of the norm change model, so getting the messages out there. We really believe in local empowerment and consistent messaging. We did this for $79,000. Now, this doesn't include the additional mini-grant funding that we got, which really helped us push out the campaign this last spring at the local level. But, you know, we did this on a pretty small budget, so we're very excited about that. The templates, now this is the thing that's a little bit different. We didn't have enough funding to print stuff, so what we did is we put our money into developing the templates. They're all up on our website, and whoever wants to download them and produce them in whatever fashion they can is able to do so. And it was pretty amazing how many people came forward and said, you know, I have a little money left in this account, and I could pull a little money from here. And it was all of a sudden, as long as the artwork was available, they were able to draw, you know, a little bit of funding from different places to do the actual production themselves. We also have a campaign guide. I'll talk about that in just a minute. So the messages from the campaign were based on five field research trainings and focus groups that we did. We did urban, we did rural, we did, you know, all different kinds of groups across the state to try and make it as, you know, encompassing as possible. From there, we hired a media communications consultant to help us hone down the messages and really make it a little more jazzy than what we had originally been talking about. And then finally, the messages need to address both the pedestrian and the driver, and then we kind of ended up coming up with a third sort of community-wide message. So this is a look at our templates. Now, the idea with we call this the dots, is that these are supposed to be reminiscent of, like, streetlights. So it's reminiscent of a traffic signal, but in a much more kind of contemporary way. You can see that some of the some of the messages there, you see the bullet points where it says, look up, look around. These are kind of individual behavior change messages, so we're looking to expand these a little bit more in the next year. And some of these templates can be altered to some extent, and I'll show you what we can do. This is what we call the waves, the wave design. Every hour a pedestrian is killed in California, that is, you know, an extrapolation of a statistic that we have. Drive like our lives depend on it. This is the community message I was talking about. Dorothy had it right. There's no place like home. Our home, make sure you get there. We were doing some training with a Native American tribe in Southern California, and they have this highway that runs through their reservation. And basically, people are trying to get from the casinos to the camping site, and they're just racing through the La Jolla tribe. And they said, people don't realize this is our home. We live here. We have children playing. We need something where people understand. And so we started really talking more with our groups about just even yard signs. This could even just be a yard sign where someone's saying, this is my home. Slow down. You know, we live here. So that's where this idea came from. And then we were able to do translations into Spanish and hopefully some additional languages over the next year. And this is in the campaign guide how we explain to folks what we want them to leave alone and what they can customize. So the artwork needs to stay the same. They can add their logo there on the right. If they have messages that are specific to a problem in their community, they can put those messages in there. It doesn't have to be. We have a whole list of messages that were brainstormed at the focus groups. But, you know, each community may have their own idea of what they want to do, so they can customize. This is the campaign guide. It is available. That is our website. Everything's up there, the campaign guide, the templates, as well as the workbook. The campaign guide explains, you know, the what, why, and how of what It's Up to All of Us is. It lists several ways for methods of delivery. Some are very obvious, some not so obvious. It shows a step-by-step process. There is a really specific five-step process to adapting the materials, and we may, you know, kind of walk people through that. There is also a template press release so that folks want to launch this at the local level and they want to kind of make it a little splashy, we give them a press release sample in order to do that. These are some of the methods of delivery that we include. I won't go through those in the interest of time, and some of you folks are, you know, some of this stuff's real basic health outreach. The mini grants. This was, like I said, real key to pushing us out the door this last spring. And I've got a couple examples in here. Walk San Diego did a real community-wide walk day. It's Up to All of Us walk during the Global Youth Traffic Safety Month. And they have had a very high, unfortunately, very high pedestrian fatality rate. So this was really great. One thing I didn't mention is our messages are more designed for the adult population. We have a very, very robust Safe Routes to School program in California, so we didn't want to step on toes, but we collaborate a lot with them. And we found that these messages were actually really attractive to kids and youth, and so they really, it actually ended up kind of serving a dual purpose. Moreno Valley Police Department, we're finding that working with the police departments is really fabulous. They're that other E, they're that enforcement, and so when we can get education and enforcement together, it brings a real kind of integrity to the program, and people take it pretty seriously. So these guys did a bunch of community outreach in Moreno Valley, and then they also added it to their sobriety checkpoint work, which, you know, our funder, Office of Traffic Safety, also funds all of the sobriety checkpoint work in the state. So we kind of have a connection there that we want to rely on a little bit more over the next year. Manteca Police Department, they actually did pedestrian stings, and surprisingly high number of citations were passed out. So that's one area to work with law enforcement, and they put some stuff up on their website. It's just real encouraging to see them taking this stuff pretty seriously. Sutter County, very, 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 very small group, really tiny town, and they wanted to do a poster contest, so, you know, they sort of made it localized, and then they did a walk to school event and also did these banners. The banners were really cool because it was such a small town. They basically plastered the whole town with these, and they really were able to increase awareness. El Dorado Hills, this is a really wonderful story. A young boy was hit. Well, I shouldn't say wonderful story. The outcome was positive. He was hit and killed. And there was a youth safety team that was put together right after, and sort of using our materials to make themselves real visual, they were able to work with the apartment management and get a lot of changes to the property. So it wasn't so much that It's Up to All of Us did this, it gave them a cohesive sort of group message. Okay, I've got 1 minute, so I'm going to go really fast. In the future, what we're going to do is we're going to work more with to do targeted law enforcement placement so that when we know there's hot spots in real places where there is a lot of collisions, we're going to do some more ads, and we're going to actually blow up and do some billboards. We're going to focus a little bit more on some messages for older adults and distracted walkers because those are some kind of unmet needs in California. Okay, my last two slides. Now, there is another solution to all of this, okay? The new Volvo, it beeps at you when there's a pedestrian near your car. If you don't respond to that beep and you're still getting close to that pedestrian, it will break your car for you. And if somehow your car still hits that pedestrian, it will deploy an airbag around the windshield, which is where most of the head injuries are, so that it decreases the chance of a fatality. Well, so if we all owned a Volvo S60, we wouldn't need pedestrian safety anymore. All right, thank you very much. I want to encourage you, if you absolutely run out of stuff to do, I'm from Oakland, California originally. If you run out of stuff to do here in San Francisco, which is impossible, drive across the bay to Grizzly Peak, and you'll see one of the most beautiful views in the Bay Area. All right, thank you.